This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The State Court of Appeals has dismissed a lawsuit over how Colorado reports ozone emissions. A pro-business group called Defend Colorado wanted the Air Quality Control Commission to tell the EPA the state wasn't meeting federal ozone standards because of wildfires and international emissions. The group sued the commission for not granting it a public hearing on the issue. The court said the commission lacks authority to change the ozone data and had no obligation to hold a hearing before submitting its findings. Defend Colorado and the commission declined to comment. A couple who own mineral rights in Boulder is suing the city over its oil and gas moratorium. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakas reports.
The couple's mineral rights are beneath city-owned land near the Boulder Reservoir. The lawsuit alleges that Boulder's ban on oil and gas development violates the Fifth Amendment's rule against taking private property without compensation. The suit names the city and its interim city manager as defendants. Boulder adopted an ordinance in 2013 that prohibits the city from accepting any applications for oil and gas development on city-owned public space. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakis, CPR News.
United Airlines is warning that it may furlough nearly 1,000 workers at Denver International Airport by the end of March. The airport's largest carrier blames the cuts on a drop in airline traffic due to the pandemic. United laid off more than 13,000 people across the country in October. It is 64 in Denver. That's a high for today, and it's likely going to snow tonight. This is CPR News.